Sam Edmund is here. He's wandered into the studio, the chief sports reporter, and we love it when he comes in because it's always an interesting time. Welcome, Sammy.
Good morning, Garrity. Hello, Tim.
Morning, Fieldy. How are you this morning?
You're in good form. You too.
You look like you're in good form too. What have you got for us this morning?
Well, it's good to be here.
I know.
It's good to have you.
No, it's great to have you. Now that we've got that out of the way, what do you got for us?
Melbourne Football Club could have as many as 4 list spots available, Gary. I think they had 2 already, and then poor old Marty Hoare hurt himself, and the luckless youngster Aronichke did his knee again for the 3rd time. So lots of spots up for grabs.
4.
I think 4. So Mad Jack Dawe is in the frame. He's going to play on...
In the frame, he'll be captain.
On Monday against the Dogs in that
you'll
trial game.
You'll be having a cup of coffee with him.
Mad Jack will play in the trial game. And they said he did report in reasonably good nick, given he was at, obviously, community football level. So no issues there. But how's this? The 24-year-old Werribee footballer by the name of Kai De Clace. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. De Clace.
How do you spell that?
D-E-C-L-A-S-E. Mm-hmm. He's 195 centimetres. He's one of Choco Williams' boys from Werribee.
Yeah.
He has been phoned at the death, obviously, and said, come on down, Waterboy style, train with us, play on Monday.
What?
You're in contention for a spot. He's just won First Division Powerball.
What's his name? Kai?
De Clace.
And what, do you know anything about him? Was he in the VFL Team of the Year or something?
No, he played for Werribee, obviously. Well, he would have played for Werribee. He was at the Northern Blues, I think, before that. He's 195 centimetres. Best I can tell, he's a defender, key defender of sorts.
Right.
Whether he's played forward, I'm not sure in more recent times. But he's one of Mark Williams' boys. Mark's Choco sold the...
Right. I'll tell you how good our audience is, though, Fieldy. By 9 o'clock, we will have been able to build a profile.
Full bio.
A complete profile.
We need it quick sticks. 0433981116. Tell us what you know about Kai De Clace.
Everything.
Who's going down to Melbourne to train today or tomorrow, did you say?
Well, as of now. He's been
on his way
drop
now.
Drop everything, get to the football club, train with
Ring
us,
him.
Play on Monday for this 11th hour audition.
See if you can get his number there, Trentos. We might be able to ring Kai on the way to training.
That's incredible. That? More traditional.
That is unbelievable. So it's 4 spots on their list.
Well, I spoke to Melbourne. Now, I caught them on the hop, but they think 4, certainly 3. So they might have had 2 already. And then they've copped these 2 injuries that were completely unforeseen. So it might be as many as 4 spots.
Wow.
So
that's 2 forwards. Oh, no. So that's not Wiedemann. Is Wiedemann in there?
No.
Okay. Look at Gary over there stretching. I don't think you're going to make it in time.
Come on.
Look at you stretching.
I'm going to beat Kai down there.
Better get to Keyser and get yourself sorted out.
You've still got the buckled rib. Remember that? Don't forget it.
There you go. Nathan from, this is how good our audience is. Nathan's in from Craigieburn. Go, Nath.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
What can you tell us about Kai De Clace?
Oh, his name says it all. It just sounds like the class. He's got class.
Has he?
Class.
Where's he play?
Plays in defence.
Right.
Have you seen his surname
says it all.
Have you seen him play, Nathan?
It says it all.
I've just seen highlights of his play when he used to play Northern Blues. That's about it on YouTube.
All right. Good on you, Nath. Appreciate that. A bit light on. He says his name says it all, De Clace, the class.
The class. Is it the class?
Great player, tall, super skills. That's from Lockie. There you go.
No, he did look like he used the ball well in the highlights I saw. More traditional, I guess, in this department. Alec Waterman, that is basically a formality. Obviously,
has he been signed by Essendon? Can Melbourne swoop in and pick him?
They could.
I don't know if he's signed on the dotted line. I've been trying. 4.5 goals against the Blues. I think he won Claremont's BNF last year in the waffle. He kicked 26 goals. He played 10 games and he won the club best and fairest.
Jake Riccardi style.
So, son of obviously the West Coast Premiership great Chris. So, 2015 rookie draft by the Eagles. Didn't play a game there, of course. Delisted a year or so later. And
yes.
Now it looks like he's going to pull on the red and blacks.
And not for the first time. Somebody that hasn't made it the first time round could possibly have an impact the second time round.
Hey, the world's full of them.
Now, I know you've been speaking about the man on the mark rule a lot this morning. So the AFL is going to wait until this week's of official preseason matches before they make this determining factor, whether to dial down the strictness of the rule. I spoke with the AFL yesterday. So they're just wrestling with this, allowing the players minimal lateral movement, which was in its initial description of the rule back in November, or sticking with this black and white adjudication that forces the players to stand statuesque. Did you see the North St Kilda practice match at the weekend?
There was an incident with
Robbie Tarrant and Max King.
I didn't see this.
Max King's on the mark. Robbie Tarrant has the ball. Robbie Tarrant runs at Max King, gets a head of steam up. Max King's looking at the umpire. Are you going to call play on? You're going to? No, you're not, because he hasn't deviated. and then he just runs straight at him and then around him and off.
That was brought up yesterday in the meeting, and that is exactly what has been happening a bit during the practice match. There's nothing you can do.
And that's legit. You can do that.
You can do that.
Yep. Hey, we're starting to build this profile. Kai DeClaas runs.
It's DeClaas.
It's DeClaas, is it?
Well, that's also coming through.
Okay. Kai DeClaas runs a PT business out of his home in Eltham, and he drives a Mustang.
Yeah, and drives a Mustang. The profile continues to build.
I like it.
For Sammy's wild card.
I like this. This is Shades of the Water Boy here. He's going to come down, just have a trial run with us and become a star.
Fantastic.
He's a Swiss Army type of player, according to
Diamond.
Somebody out there too. Thank you.
So just on this man on the mark rule, just ever so quickly here, you know, teams that I've spoken to and club officials say this will be the biggest change to shape the game that we've seen of recent times. It will open up the game like we've never seen. And teams had actually started, Tim, to keep statistics on how aggressively its players man the mark. This is what we'd got to. And they'd even compiled data on how a good man-marking game affected their chances in percentage terms of winning a game. Now, that says everything that's wrong about the game,
that's
I would have thought.
We saw that, though, didn't we? Hawthorn started this. How aggressive they were as the man on the mark. And so, yeah, you look at the game, you think, okay, what sort of change is this going to make to the game? I think we're already going to see,
huge,
that it's opened the game up. It has opened the game.
The players I've spoken to like it. Mark Williams said this of Kai DeClaas in November. He knows all the running patterns and could slot in straight away. He knows how to help in defence. He hits the scoreboard and is a very slick user of the ball. Last year was judged Werribee's most improved player and finished in the top 10 in the best and fairest. 195 centre for 85 keg, age 24, recruited from the Blues, Montmorency.
Wing, half forward, great speed, power athlete.
If you can spell DeClaas in Scrabble, you win.
And you get about 48 points as well.
So he's come from the clouds, and Mark sold the message to Melbourne, and they've invited him down.
Get sports bet on. I think he's moved the rising star market after all this.
It's a great challenge, though, to the if he was training for Werribee, you would think that
he's a PT.
Well, that's the other part. That's the other part of it. Because I'm thinking, the pressure of the training, that type of thing, you wouldn't probably think it would be the same at Werribee as it is at AFL level, but. If he's a PT trainer, Gary.
And this, guys, I'm interested to know from the naysayers how the new man on the mark rule makes the game worse. It's blindingly simple, and the blame lies with the player on the mark. Stand still. Can't be simpler. I can't see how it makes the game worse in any way.
Mm.
What say you two?
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree 100% about that. We've said it many times. Gary broke the news yesterday about this big Essendon board meeting. Have you got any?
No, I heard this with great
background
interest.
To this. Yeah,
it is ongoing, and it is ongoing again today. And it went long into the night. I am told it is thorough. It is intensive. It is stripping the Essendon Footy Club back.
Was Tim there? Now that he's a consultant,
I'm not a consultant, and I'm not on the board.
He's a jumper presenter. That's what he is.
I'm a past player. Very much. Still in love with the great red and black.
So that news coming out yesterday, speaking of the Bombers, that they'd formally approached the AFL to relocate their Hawthorn round one game from Marvel to the MCG. I can't see how that happens without Melbourne saying moved to Marvel. And Melbourne will not want to do that.
No, they
would
won't.
They have a say in it?
No, they won't want to do it. And you understand why. And we just posed the question earlier, is this for the good of the game here? And they'd only do it if they could get compensated, but don't start, because I had six messages from some bloke who said, you can't be compensated, Gary, you idiot.
Just saw, what are we going to go with, Kai DeClaas?
DeClaas.
Yeah, just drove past me in his Mustang. He's a walk-up start for the D's. He's got ski racks on the top of his car.